Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
The National Coronavirus Vaccination Programme, it's well underway with 400,000 doses already administered. On Tuesday, the government amended the rollout and people at high risk of severe COVID-19 will now be vaccinated immediately after the over 70s and those working on the front line of the health service. But a new campaign called Vaccines for Vulnerable is pushing for earlier vaccinations and a clearer timetable for people who are immunocompromised, especially as a result of organ transplantation. Well, the writer and double lung transplant recipient Orla Tinsley is among those involved in the campaign, and Orla joins me now on the line. Morning, Orla.
Good morning, Miriam.
Thanks so much for joining me. Listen, maybe begin by telling me what the reality of life has been for immunocompromised people like yourself since the pandemic began.
Sure. I mean, since the pandemic began, I myself and many of my friends and other people who have the same type of illnesses have had to cocoon. So really, we've been indoors for over 12 months and haven't seen anyone at all. Me personally, I don't see anybody except my parents who I live with. And also the other big issue is health rationing. So because of lack of access to a vaccine, people who have multiple comorbidities, so different health issues within the primary health issue that they have, can't access the care that they need to keep themselves safe and well. And it's very complicated and very difficult. Like, for example, I have had a double lung transplant, but because of my lung transplant, the medications cause injuries to my kidneys. So I have kidney disease. But I can't go to my kidney disease doctor because I also have an appointment that same week for my diabetes and my lungs need to be seen. So it's about, I think that one of the big issues is rationing healthcare. So we set up Vaccines for Vulnerable to support the urgent need for vaccines for those who are high risk. And by high risk, I don't just mean people who are in this cohort 4. I mean people who are also in cohort 7, because in Northern Ireland and in the UK, all of those people who have those different illnesses that are in cohort 4 and cohort 7 are being vaccinated at the same time. There's no division between them. So the division is something I'm extremely concerned about, because really at the moment we need to be united against this virus and we need to have vaccine equity where people who are most vulnerable can access the vaccine and can therefore go and to their health appointments and stay as well as possible. Because it's also a nightmare for health service providers and for the HSE and for people working in healthcare when people who, like me, who've had a double lung transplant get sick, because it's not just one thing, it's several different specialities that need to take care of me. It's, you know, a lot of different it's a lot of different issues all rolled into one. So in a way, like the burden on the health system is going to be immense if someone who has those many comorbidities becomes unwell.
And Orla, it is a key criticism. I mean, you just explained it all so well there, but is that the approach in here, you know, it's very age-based rather than on the grounds of medical vulnerability, and that you believe the age cohort approach, that it's the wrong one.
Yes, I believe it's the wrong one. I'd obviously, people who are higher risk, you know, 85 plus, etc., need vaccines urgently. That is, you know, all of the people who need them should be getting them. But I think in terms of, like, if you have someone who's 70 plus and they are totally healthy and they have no comorbidities, and then you have someone who's like 35 and they've had a double lung transplant or they're on chemotherapy, then the person who's on chemotherapy or has had a transplant who has a hugely compromised immune system should get the vaccine first. And I know it's unpopular to say that. People think it sounds probably a bit sharp, but the truth is that the most medically vulnerable are the most medically vulnerable. Like, there's no two ways of getting around that. It's just the truth. And like, for example, currently, if you're getting chemotherapy and you're going in and out of hospital because you have to, you have no choice. You can't ration your healthcare like I've been able to, which is still not good for me. You have to go in, or if you're on dialysis, you have to go in. So the reprioritization cohort 4 list sounds hopeful. And last night we were given this information that they'd start vaccinating some of the most vulnerable at the beginning of March. But the comment was that others with specific immune compromised issues and cancers would not get the AstraZeneca vaccine. They would have to get the one with the mRNA in it. So that is another question mark, because we don't know when we'll have access to those vaccines. So I think there's a lot of layers, and I don't want to focus specifically on vaccines as in like different types, because I know, for example, the transplant center at the Mater says that each a transplant patient there should just take whatever vaccine they're given. So that's okay. But I just think, honestly, like last night on RTE News, they said that a lot of dentists and other healthcare professionals have not yet received the vaccine, even though they're meant to be vaccinated by the end of next week. So when I look at that, and I look at this kind of like data of starting to vaccinate the most vulnerable at the beginning of March, I'm highly skeptical and I'm very concerned. And I think there's just a lack of understanding of the amount of sacrifice and fear that has gone on for people who have multiple comorbidities, who are sick like I am, or like other people who cannot access healthcare, and who in some ways are doing long-term damage to themselves by not being able to go in and out for what they need. And some of the response to that will be, oh, well, you should always access care, you know, we're here for you. But the reality is, it's not safe, no matter how safe someone makes it, they try and make it. If you have 5 or 6 appointments in 1 month, that is exposing yourself each time to the risks. So the vaccine need is urgent. It's an urgent need. I mean, 30% of people who had bone marrow transplants who contracted COVID died within 30 days of contracting it, you know. And a single center study at New York Presbyterian Hospital, and they studied lung transplant patients who contracted COVID. 87% were hospitalized. And after 30 days, 34% of them died, you know.
Well, Orla, you've explained it so clearly. Final question. I've known you a long time. You're an incredible fighter. How have you found the cocooning? Have you found it difficult?
Yes, I have definitely found it difficult in some ways. But I'm really lucky. I started teaching creative writing at the Irish Writers' Centre. So that's been a hugely enjoyable and a wonderful things to do during lockdown. So because I'm teaching remotely, and it's just such a joy to see people work on stories and bring them to new places and you know, see the same faces each week being creative and positive, and that's really been so uplifting, like a source of joy for me. But it is hard, and I recognize it's hard for everybody. For me specifically, like a lot of my friends who had transplants as well, at the beginning when people started wearing masks and when it became this issue of having to stay inside again, it's weird because it reminds you of when you were extremely sick and, you know, you're dying. So it's quite harrowing from that respect. But like, I can do it, you know, we'll just do what's necessary. That's the way I look at it. But I think that therefore, as we do what's necessary, you know, the HSC, the government, they also need to do what's necessary, and they need to do it in an urgent and speedy way, you know?
Okay, Orla, you've, like, as ever, been brilliant this morning. Mind yourself, Orla. Hopefully we'll all get outside and I'll meet you soon sometime in a few months. Mind yourself, and I hope you all get vaccinated very, very soon.